You're listening to KMRS. It is time now for the KMRS Community Connection. I am your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman. And we have some special guests today, international guests. Going to talk a little bit about some energy policy. We've got with us all the way from Germany, Professor Christoph Vetter. How are you, Professor?
Fine, thank you very much. Happy to be back.
Yes, you're not the first time here in Morris. It's nice to see you again. And Dr. Sabina Engel from the University of Minnesota Institute on the Environment. She's the Director of International Partnership Programs there. How are you, Sabina?
Great. Thank you for letting us be here.
And all the way from Morris, Minnesota, Eric Buchanan. He's the Director of Renewable Energy Programs there at the West Central Research and Outreach Center. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great, Marshall. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the partnership that Morris has had, a long-running partnership with Sauerbeck, Germany. Tell us some of the highlights over those years.
Fabulous relationship between the city of Morris and the small city of Sauerbeck in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany's most industrial and most populous state, 18 million people, but about a seventh of the size of Minnesota. So we have had 10 years of working together and bringing ideas to Minnesota or ideas from Minnesota to Germany, to Sauerbeck, and it's been incredibly productive. I ask your listeners to just think about the changes in Morris in the past 10 years. Think about your liquor store. Where did those solar arrays come from? They have the name Sauerbeck and Blaine Hill all plastered on them.
And Professor Vetter, what are your observations over the past decade here?
Well, this was really a great journey, and it's still going on. We partnered with the University of Minnesota 10 years ago, and it started with five communities in North Rhine-Westphalia, five communities in Minnesota, and now we have more than 180 partners.
Wow. Okay. Eric, what's from the Morris perspective, what have been the benefits and advantages of partnering here with the Germans?
Sure. Well, the biggest thing is it's been an incredible inspiration for our work here. So 10 years ago, 2015, I mean, we were doing work at the university, doing research to reduce fossil fuel use in agriculture and trying to do some of these things sort of ag-related. I went to Germany in 2016 for the first time with a delegation of other folks from Minnesota cities, not knowing what to expect, and was just overwhelmed with the amount of systems thinking, the way things are very circular there. They thought about a lot of these details of using renewable energy and central heating systems and all these kind of things in a town basically a lot like Morris. And so we've taken those ideas back and said, hey, if they can do it in Sauerbeck, why can't we do it in Morris? And that was kind of the beginning of the Morris model.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the meantime, we've also got some interns from Germany that have been kind of continually here at the university. What kind of work have they been doing?
That's right. We started in 2017, I think we said. The first interns from the University in Münster, Germany, have come to Morris. This very last summer, we had four J1 interns. So these are college students, roughly juniors, seniors in college, in engineering schools, and they've been here. Three of them work with me up at the West Central Research and Outreach Center, and one worked with Troy Goodnow at the University of Minnesota Morris. They worked on an ammonia project, so we are converting a vehicle to run, actually burn ammonia in the engine instead of diesel fuel, and one of the interns worked on the fuel system. The other two worked on our robotics project, so we're actually designing and building robots to weed cornfields. And one of them worked on the mechanical aspects of that. How do we get implements into the ground and attach to the robot and do the weeding? And one was a computer science student and helped with the programming to figure out how to make that robot do what we needed to do.
Can I get one of those robots for my garden?
You can. They're not quite ready for your garden, oh, but we could do some testing there.
Okay, please. All right. How about what are some of the future projects you've got planned?